This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I look forward to being on it with you. It will be done.
That's the president and shaking the hand of Kim Jong-un. Lo and behold, in Singapore, a summit takes place. But what will come out of the summit? That is the conversation as it is wrapping up. They went into a room together with just interpreters. What came out of that room, we don't know. We do know that they met. It's their first meeting, and it's a momentous step. There's no question about that. In what would be a very strange, improbable, well, courtship. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, hopes for some sort of an agreement. What it looks like, who knows? Can they resolve the crisis over North Korea's nuclear program? It's very wild to think that this is the first time a sitting American president and the North Korean leader have met, and it's Donald Trump who is trying to make a deal, the ultimate deal maker. Does he walk away with one? Is there some sort of an agreement? How they're interacting with each other? I mean, only the interpreters are present. Somebody who had a little insight into this is also somebody you would normally think would never be cast in this strange play, and it's Dennis Rodman. And as we know, the former basketball star is a friend of Kim Jong-un. He's gotten death threats because of that, but he's played basketball in North Korea in front of him and has had many, many conversations with him. So he is in Singapore. He wore a red Make America Great hat and a T-shirt with the name of Potcoin, which is a cryptocurrency. And he teared up when he was talking to people who were shoving mics in front of him. He talked about that criticism I mentioned for visiting North Korea after Kim became the leader of what could only be described as a very isolated, authoritarian state, of course. Rodman said, "Today's a great day for everybody. Singapore, Tokyo, China, everything. It's a great day, and I'm here to see it. I'm so, so happy." And he said he was hopeful that the two leaders could reach some sort of a deal that might lead to peace on the Korean Peninsula. He talked about making it happen. If Trump can pull this off, more power to him. It is a very big moment for Donald Trump. Imagine if he pulls it off. Imagine if that happens. The president did say, opening the talks with Kim, that he is welcoming a terrific, what he said was it hopes to be a terrific relationship. And it looked like, hey, this might not even happen. But it is happening. It did happen. There is no playbook for this. Zip. They're on the field with no playbook. You have the 34-year-old authoritarian militarized state that he rules. And then you have the 71-year-old Republican president of a democracy. Very different. Very different challenges. Very different kinds of countries, of course. Our concern in the United States is Kim Jong-un lobbing missiles that could hit our people. And the tests that have happened before, the saber rattling and the actual tests. The goal, the true goal, is to lock down some language of some sort of a joint communication that will be issued by our president and Kim Jong-un at the end of the meeting. Now, is it going to be some sort of a map to what we may see as the real treasure in the negotiations between the sides? Maybe. But certainly proof that the meeting was more than just a photo op. There's no doubt about that. How many journalists around the world are there to witness what some are saying is just an extravagant meet and greet exercise? If successful, it would be a pretty lengthy, I'm sure, and complicated kind of process. But what a turnaround. This is something you never would have thought about even just a few months ago. The insults, the things they were saying. He was calling him, remember, President Trump was calling him Rocket Man. And there was these threats of a nuclear conflict. Now, much different. I mean, look, they were talking about nuclear tests and developing missiles capable of, as I mentioned before, hitting American cities. And remember, one of the responses from Donald Trump was, if that happens, he'll unleash fire and fury like the world has never seen. Then things sort of changed. They talked about reconciliation, or Kim Jong-un did. He offered to send athletes to the Winter Olympics in South Korea. And now they're considering a formal end to the Korean War, putting to rest, really, a Cold War-era conflict that goes back to the 50s, where somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 million people were killed. So denuclearization has to be one of the big threads in this. Has to be. Then North Korea, South Korea, what's that relationship, I don't know, look like? North Korea would have to want some assurances about what happens if they disarm. A Korean peninsula. Imagine people on both sides being able to cross over. Has not happened before. Tuesday night, after speaking to the news media, the president was departing for Washington earlier than expected, but a stopover in Guam and Hawaii. So this was a pretty quick kind of diplomatic mission. Is it a tactic in negotiating? Maybe, perhaps. Or is there too many gaps? Did they have much to talk about? They had a lot to talk about, but what was said? And you got to think about coming off of that Group of Seven meeting in Canada over the weekend. And then this encounter with Kim. Wow, it's been a wild handful of days for our president. And you got to think that Kim wants this meeting to be a success, as does President Trump. And for Trump, especially coming out of the whole Canada debacle, that this being a huge positive sort of outcome would be a win-win-win all the way around. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to dip into the mailbag here on ATN.
You said, I am as constant as a northern star, and I said,
if you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion. $1,000 for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rain. Carriers deliver to home in person. Letters, packages, and paper. They may have some fun and arrive a little later.
Time to go to the mailbag. Yeah, ton of mail about a lot of different things, including the historic summit. So thank you all. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Quick reminder, go to invadethemancave.com, and for the first dozen plus, I'll send you. You got to hit up the mailing list because it's got a place for me to send you the book, but I will send you an autographed copy of the book, Invade the Man Cave, or Level the Playing Field, too. Either one, whichever one you want. Just specify, and you shall receive. So, Man Cave of a different sort, a very strange cave. Kim Jong-un in Singapore meeting our president, Donald Trump. So, after months of back and forth and name-callings just 6 months ago, now a handshake, a sit down at the table, and a conversation about where are we going from here. So you had the Prez with a dark suit and a red tie and Kim in a black suit. And they met in front of a bank of 12 flags, U.S. and North Korean flags. They shook hands. And there was like a media op, you know, photo op. And then they sat down and spoke for a really brief period of time to reporters, Kim Jong-un not really saying much. And then they had their own meeting with some interpreters, just interpreters in the room. And then they sat down with a group of diplomats on both sides to have a conversation. So the president, who was flanked by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Chief of Staff John Kelly, and National Security Advisor John Bolton. Kim had Vice Chair Kim Yong-chul and Foreign Ministers Rai Yong-ho and Rai Su-yong, and they sat across from each other, Trump and Kim, at the table, this long table. They say they're going to, at the top of the meeting, Trump said he and Kim are going to solve the problems presented by a nuclear North Korea. He said working together will get it taken care of. We overcame all kinds of skepticism and speculation about the summit, and I think this is good for peace. That's what Kim said. So there's a lot of tweets that were going on heading into this that it didn't look like they were going to get together, that they were going to have this summit. But sure enough, it did happen. And it's very surreal, I have to say. And then this craziness of the former NBA superstar, basketball star Dennis Rodman appearing on CNN in this emotional interview was really crazy, too. All right, quickly, how about this? We got this one from Aria, and this one from Peter, and this one from Patrick saying, what, and in various forms, I'll take Patrick's. He says, what comes out of the summit that's going to really matter in the end, Kate? Do you think Kim Jong-un will get rid of his nukes? Well, I think he's going to have to throw in something, or we can't just say, yeah, well, yeah, sure, we trust that. You're not going to get upset, we leave, whatever, and then we have these negotiations. No, there would have to be something that would really, really happen solidly with others on hand to watch them be disassembled and figure out exactly what's there. So do I think that could happen? Yeah, because Kim Jong-un wants the sanctions lifted. And it's really the ball's in his court because he's the authoritarian ruler of a militarized state. We live in a free society, and if he's going to abide by what has to happen, that would mean he would have to disassemble. But what does it all mean? I don't know. What does success look like? And that was a question by Amy. Kate, what would true success look like? And I think the answer to that is getting closer to not having the nuke threat. Not having that. And what are the realistic expectations? Certainly, not that they're going to have Pyongyang's nuclear weapons in their back pocket, but they're closer to it, that there's not going to be a catastrophic mistake and a lot of people die. You know, there's this kind of like a high wire deal here in figuring this out. And are we going to see a complete and irreversible North Korean denuclearization before the U.S. would actually even give any economic sanctions, give a relief? And they are really struggling with that. So there has to be some goals, there has to be commitments, there has to be a phased, step-by-step process of identification, verification, and dismantling. That's what would be successful. Here is the schedule, here's what we're doing, and this is it right here. For it to be successful, that's what it has to be. But will it be? Let's jump to some more emails that don't have anything to do with the summit, although so much does, right? So let's go to this. Kate, I know sometimes you talk about, and this is from Scott listening to us in Florida, sometimes you talk about the Daily Salute, and I wondered if you saw what Steve Harvey did, donating all this money to a Family Feud winner. What made him give the money up? Well, I guess what I read the story a day or two ago that, you know, of course, you have this Family Feud contestants on both sides, and I'm sure they all have all kinds of stories, but apparently there was this guy that was kind of this guy that was nervous and anxious when he was on TV, and who wouldn't be nervous, right? He played for 3 days. The contestant played for 3 days, didn't win any money, and he seemed to deteriorate more and more. And I guess when he finished, he found out that he had a condition that led to some of that, some of the problems that he was having. So he donated money to him. That's pretty nice, right? Steve Harvey makes a ton of money. So that fact that he did that, though, doesn't matter. The fact that he did that is really pretty cool, right? Because I don't know how many of those shows he's done, but he's done a lot. I mean, just a ton over these last couple. All right, let's go to another one. So, sure, that's a daily salute. You donate money to somebody who's struggling, and you find out their story, and, yeah, absolutely. Here's one from Jake listening to us in Austin, Texas. Kate, the body was found in the search for the woman who was killed by an alligator. She was walking her dogs near a lake. And this 12-and-a-half-foot gator got a hold of her, and that was it. The 47-year-old died. Yeah, this happened. She's walking around the park, exactly walking the dog. And how scary is that, number one? Walking two dogs at the reserve, and this happened at the Silver Lakes Rotary Nature Park in Davie. It was a popular area. The dogs were, a witness said, he saw the woman walking two dogs at the reserve. Then he saw the dogs alone barking near the water. One of the dogs had an injury, a gash on its side. And somebody reported seeing the creature dragging a woman into the water, which is not funny, but just so casually the way it was reported. Like, oh, yeah. Are you kidding? I mean, did they, like, immediately call the cops? What happened? And I guess the couple didn't live in the neighborhood, but she found different places to walk the dogs. And people said they saw her walking in the area a lot of times. So, unfortunately, she lost her life. I mean, it's creepy and scary and unbelievable. But the statistics they have say people being seriously injured during an alligator being unprovoked is about 1 in 3.2 million. Unfortunately, we hear these creepy ones. This is terrible, what happened to Mrs. Matsuki. But then you had the story of the little boy, the two-year-old boy playing near the water's edge at Walt Disney, and he died. A gator got him in 2016. So, boy, you think the park rangers, they would have, well, I guess they're going to have signs up there now.
Wow.
Sad, very sad. Stay with us. Much more coming your way as I meet you over the fence here on ATN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Trump recognizes Chairman Kim's desire for security.
and is prepared to ensure that a North Korea free of weapons of mass destruction is also a secure North Korea.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking as President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un meet face-to-face behind closed doors in Singapore, talking about denuclearization of the North and some help with their economic situation. Security is tied around the side of the summit with American and North Korean flags put up. The president expected back in Washington late Tuesday. Some tense moments Monday at the Justice Department after reports of an active shooter surface. For a time late afternoon, the streets outside the D.C. building lined with squad cars. Pennsylvania Avenue shut down, and moments later, the all-clear given, an investigation underway. Net neutrality officially ending on Monday. The Obama-era regulations preventing ISPs from slowing down content or charging more for delivery of other content. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Very excited about our next guest, Samuel Ajapong. He's written a book called The Hidden Puzzle in Marriage. And I'll tell you, when I saw the book, it really had all kinds of really interesting bells going off in my head. And The Hidden Puzzle tackles a really important subject. The Hidden Puzzle in Marriage is about God's original intent for every marriage. So, Samuel, I don't want to steal your thunder, but what a book, what a subject to tackle. Tell us what made you decide that you were going to do this.
Thank you so much, Kate, for your introduction. I really appreciate it. What really made me write this book was I read Genesis chapter 2 about how God created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And what really caught my attention was the method by which God created a woman, because God created man out of dust. But then God did not create the woman out of dust. God took something from the man. The Bible says that he opened the man up. He took a rib from the man, and then he closed the flesh in its place. And then what God took, that was the only thing that God used to create the woman. And so it gave me different dynamics and a different understanding about what marriage is really about. And that was what really pushed me to go ahead to do this book.
What do you think people misunderstand about marriage that could help them by reading your book?
What I do believe is causes the misunderstanding of marriage is the method by which God instituted marriage and how we approach marriage. Because how God sought the man out in the garden was that he took something from the man to create a woman for the man. Because it was afterwards, the Bible says that God brought the woman to the man. So what God took, he brought it back to the man. What he took originally belonged to the man. And so, as a matter of fact, he being God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, he can't go against himself of giving something to the man and then withholding it from the man. He had to present it to the man. And that was how God instituted marriage. But then, how is our approach? What God did in my book, if you read it, I call it the twist to God's creation. Because God created everything out of the dust of the earth. But then he created the woman, the only woman, the woman that is supposed to be the wife of the man. God created the woman out of a piece of the man that he took. And so that is the twist about, that is what I call the twist, if you read my book. So the confusion is what happened afterwards in the garden. That was when temptation came into our lives. That is true, Adam. When the fall of man came, our perception about life changed. And so we rather having the ability of knowing what is good and right for us, we now choose to make choices by ourselves when we are getting into marriage. So the confusion has to do with how God approaches marriage and how we human beings approaches marriage. We approach it from the idea of making a choice. So when the person suits our preferences, then we do what? We get into marriage with the person. But then God didn't do that. What God did was he created a woman out of a piece of the man. And that is what I think, that God consistently creates a woman for each and every man, because he made a promise in the garden. He said, I will make a suitable helper for the man. And God being God, whatever he says is eternal. And it being eternal, it means that that is a promise that is for every man that ever walks upon the face of this earth. So that is what we can hold on to. But we don't hold on to that promise by seeking the face of God in order to enter marriage. But then we, because of our ability of knowing good and evil, we make choices by ourselves. So that is where I think the confusion is.
And do you think because of that confusion, it's led to these problems, this disparity with, you know, what happens in marriages and the whole idea of the sadness, Samuel, of how many people get divorced? The rate has skyrocketed.
Yeah, that, what you're saying is really true, because the divorce rate, even in the church itself, the divorce rate is going up. And that is true. That is what causes the confusion. Because what I realized was that when God took what he took from the woman, the man, I just kept on imagining what was happening. What I realized was God left a cavity within the man, because the Bible says that he closed the flesh up in its place. God did not fill the place where he took the rib from. He did not fill it up, but he rather just closed the flesh. He performed a surgical operation on the man and he closed the flesh up, which means that there was a cavity, with the intent that when the woman comes back into the life of the man, the woman will come and fill up that place where the cavity is. And so this is where the problem is. If we aren't able to find that exact woman who is supposed to fill that cavity, because every woman is created, if what God is, did is what he did, every woman is therefore created with a level of content which will fill that cavity. And so if that woman who comes into your life hasn't got the level of content that is she is supposed to have because she was created from you, it creates problems for you, the man. And that is what is causing all this confusion. In my book, if you read it, there was a portion that I talk about confusion in problems. That has to do with our reasoning and how we think. If you look at how God created a woman, everything that God did, the creation of the woman came out of just that one piece that God had in his hands. And so the brain, which is the where the mind sits on, where we reason, where we think, where we make our decisions from, the brain was created from the piece of the man. And so if you are able to really identify who is supposed to be your wife, there is no vast level of difference between your thinking and then the thinking of the woman. And because of how created, if you read my book, I spoke about intimacy in marriage. If you check the word intimacy, it has an understanding of innermost and having a connectivity to the person. If you read my book, I spoke about it, that what God took was the only basis on which he created the woman. And so there is a similarity between the man and the woman. There is something that God connects, that thing that God took connects the man to the woman. And so if, as a man, if you're not able to find that woman, then that is where all the problems begin from.
Wow. We're speaking with Samuel Ajapong, and his book is The Hidden Puzzle in Marriage. As he said, really the subtitle, The Twist Against Choice. And really it's about being equally yoked then. You have to really find that right partner, and that's what you lay out for us in your book.
Yes. Yes. And if, as you just said, the subtitle is The Twist Against Choice. So the problem in marriage is, what is causing the confusion in our marriage is divorce. The divorce rate going up is all because of the twist and then choice. The twist has to do with how God created the woman from a piece of the man. And then choices is how we make our decisions. Because if you read the Bible says that when God realized that when we ate the fruit through Adam, God spoke to the council of elders. Let me say, he said, let us. So the council of elders, which decided the creation of man, he spoke to them and he said, oh, right now the man is like us. And so we need to get rid of him from this garden so that he would not touch the fruit of life. He eats it and continues to live. So God kicked Adam out of the garden. So that is where the confusion is, because the twist then, the means by which God created us, we have drifted away from that means of establishing marriage. And we are using our choices, which we got when we ate the fruit, because we now know how we make our choices based on our ability of differentiating between good and evil. And as a matter of fact, the Bible says that when Eve saw what the fruits could give to her, she took of the fruit and ate it. And in my book, if you read it, I spoke about perception. The word saw means she perceived. She perceived with the intention that when she eats the fruit will provide her with those things. So when we're going into marriage, it's our perception about who that person is that draws us towards that person. And that is how we make our choices. So that is where all this confusion in our marriage life is from.
So to sum it all up, and in reading the book, that's what people would take away from this for sure. What is the original, as I said when we first started, the original intent for marriage? And it's really a distinctive read about a man's perspective on the search for a mate, isn't it?
Yeah, and I really like what you just said, that is a man's perspective about a search for marriage. But, okay, so if you read my book, I also spoke about when God made that promise. As you just said, man's perception about marriage. And so if you read the book, I spoke about a promise that God made to man in the Garden of Eden when he said it is not good for man to be alone. That promise was made basically for the man. But then, as you are just saying, that is man's perception. What about the view of the woman? Has the woman also got a promise in the Bible by which she can approach God and ask God, where is my mate? Yes, there is a promise. If you go to Isaiah 34, verse 16, God said something, and it's so unique and it's so profound, but then if you don't catch it, you might not see it. God said, none shall lack her mate. None shall lack her mate. In the previous text, God was speaking about animals. But then when you get to that point, God says in Isaiah 34, verse 16, when you get to that verse, God says, search the book of the law. Search the book of the Lord and see that none of this will fail.
Wow, what a beautiful place to end this. Samuel Ajapong, what a great book, The Hidden Puzzle in Marriage. I love the way you explain it, The Twist Against Choice. Thank you so much for joining us. You can pick up the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. We appreciate it.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So thrilled to welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime, Steve Forbes. Does he need an introduction? No. Are you kidding? I have to tell him this right at the start. One of the first magazines, Steve, that I got when I was a kid, you talked about what your father did to teach you about business. Well, what my grandfather did was he handed me a Forbes magazine when I think I was about 8 years old. So thrilled to have you on with us.
Well, good to be with you, and glad you had such a wise grandfather. And obviously, reading Forbes, you look like a very bright person.
Thank you, Sierra.
I will vouch for her as well.
Yes, thank you very much. So I heard you speak today, and we were talking about what's on everybody's mind, of course, the tax bill. And you talked about how arduous it was, so many pages, et cetera, et cetera. But you also talked about that this is a good first step. And I'm kind of taking a shortcut here and paraphrasing what you said, but explain that to the listeners.
Well, it looked like the proverbial making of the sausage, not a very edifying sight, but the bill overall does more good than harm. Finally gets our tax rates on businesses back to where the rest of the world is, which will make us very competitive again, get more investment, which is how you get a higher standard of living. On the personal side, they could have done it better. I think they will in a couple of years. I see this as a down payment, not the be-all, end-all on tax bills. So see it as the first step of many to come.
And always you've been a big advocate for a flat tax, and I have to say I've read so much and listened to you speak about it, and you've certainly converted me. Do you think we will ever see a flat tax?
I think in several years the answer is yes, as it becomes clear that this current tax code just gets more and more complex, more and more corrupt, more and more of a burden on people. And people will see when you reduce the burden, not only of the tax rates themselves, but also the compliance costs, they'll say, we should have done this a long time ago.
Are there things we should be doing as citizens and as business owners beyond just calling our Congress people to help move it towards a flat tax? Do you think that there's action
we can
take?
The key thing is with your social networks is to get them to also get in contact with their representatives, ask questions, make it very clear this is an issue that is bubbling among the people. And eventually, our leaders, so-called, will get the message.
Right now, what would you say, and you talked about this a little bit, weaved it in and out of what you spoke about at the summit, but talking about the state of Republicans and, of course, coming up the midterms, et cetera, is it going to be abysmal for Republicans, or what do you think?
Well, the economy will help in most of the country. I think taking away state and local deductions the way they did it will hurt Republicans. And there are some left in blue states like New York, New Jersey, and California. So they did themselves unnecessary harm by the way they did this. But the key thing, too, is that people are so focused on Trump's style rather than the substance. And so they got to get back to the substance, and then I think they've got a good shot.
Kate and I are here at the Authority Summit in Charleston, South Carolina. We're with Steve Forbes. This is Forbes Books at Bedtime. It's such a great thrill to have you with us, Mr. Forbes. I am wondering if you think we could have reached this point of tax reform sooner had there been a Republican in office in the last 4 or the last 8 years.
The answer is yes. But we can't ignore the fact that we've had Republican presidents who have not pushed major changes in the tax code. So I blame Democrats, but also Republicans for being too timid. So there's no place for cowardly lions. We need roaring lions, and I think we're finally getting a bit of that back.
I'd be remiss not to ask you this because, Steve, I get asked this all the time. What do I think of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies? What do you think of cryptocurrencies?
The way cryptocurrencies work today is that they're not money. When you have something that fluctuates in value, it can't be money. If you got paid in Bitcoins as a worker, that would be great, but your employer would go out of business. If you had a house with a mortgage of $350,000 in Bitcoin 4 or 5 years ago, you'd owe the bank today $49 million. So it's not going to work. The promise of these cryptocurrencies, until they make it stable, they won't be money, but they are developing the technology that will radically simplify the whole payment system and be a great boon for the consumer. So it's the tech side rather than the money side.
We are here at the Authority Summit. It's authority-summit.com. We're with Steve Forbes. This is Forbes Books and Forbes Books Radio. This is Forbes Books at Bedtime. I want to ask you about this notion of authority, because many people are thinking, oh, what a bold new idea, and yet I tend to think that the idea of authority to a Forbes has been around for about 100 years.
Well, authority comes from people believing you're offering something that is good for them or you know what you're talking about. So that's why we're working on the book side. It's a way of establishing your authority, that you have expertise in a certain area and are worth paying attention to.
On that note, I want to say it's been a pleasure doing a Forbes book. My book, Deal With Your Own Destiny, Steve, comes out in March, so thank you so much for that. The connection just to your name has been tremendous, and bringing it back to when I was a kid, again, what a thrill.
Well, thank you, Kate, and I look forward to the introduction formally in March of your great new book. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.
Wow, just terrific to get a chance to catch up with Steve Forbes. You think about his background, back in the 80s, President Ronald Reagan appointed him as the head of the Board of International Broadcasting. And he also, in his storied history, helped Christine Todd Whitman's plan for a 30% cut in New Jersey's income tax over 3 years. And it was really her her major boost in her win over the incumbent Governor James Florio. And then, of course, he entered into the Republican primaries for the President of the United States back in 1996 and 2000. And primarily, it's what I talked to him about there, running a campaign to establish a flat tax. He also, at the time, if you remember, because so much was being discussed then about this, and of course still is, he also supported the idea of reintroducing the 4.5% mortgages and term limits as well in 96. It's interesting, when he ran for prez those two times, he sold a little bit of Forbes Inc. voting shares to other family members to help finance that run, because you know how much it costs. We've talked about it's crazy how much it costs to run for president, even now, so much more than then. And you know what? He had some popular ideas. I really remember liking some of what he had to say when he was running, but he didn't come too close to the Republican nomination, although he did win the Arizona and Delaware primaries in the 90s, if you remember that. And he supported, besides flat tax, free trade, health savings accounts. That's another thing that he talked about a lot. And also allowing people, we talk about Social Security payroll taxes, allowing people to opt out 75% of Social Security payroll taxes into personal retirement accounts. There was conversation about what's going to happen, and there still is that conversation. But to me, the flat tax. I love the whole flat tax plan, and I said it there. He really convinced me about that because I remember him talking about a flat tax of 17% on all personal and corporate earned income. So unearned income, like pensions, inheritances, savings, etc., would be exempt. But he supported keeping the first 33,000 of income exempt from that, too. So pretty interesting. I don't know. I thought he was really on to something. And I think there are a lot of people that embrace the idea of a flat tax. And I don't know if we'll see it in my lifetime. I mean, who knows how the span of my life. But I do think that that's going to come back around again. I really do, because of the frustrations or the struggle over what's happening with taxes, even still in taking the ball and moving it a step forward, I believe that eventually what happens, the benefits of the flat tax, I think, outweigh some of what people are still trying desperately to cling to. So, again, just amazing to have a chance to spend some time with Steve Forbes and listen to him and listen to his funny, he's a very witty guy. Listen to some of his stories about his father, Malcolm, and what he did to really teach them about business when they were kids and what that was like. And just his sort of zest, I think, or excitement over business and where business is headed. And certainly you can see that when you see him on television, which every week he's on TV, he's always talking to Neil Cavuto. And I got that real sense that he loves doing that, and he loves the flat tax. And I agree. Again, what a thrill. Steve Forbes.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by Pro Pure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.